I love Taylor Hall. I've looked at three teams for Taylor Hall. The number one team for him is Boston. Okay. He's a second line winger on Boston. They don't have a real good second line wing slot. You get to play with a guy like David Krejci. You're also underneath the perfection line. They take the hard matchups, which would ease the matchup on Taylor Hall. And you have the guys that play ahead of him, much like Phil, you know, much like Willie, these guys that they're not the front line drivers, right? But they're the guys that can slot in behind and do a lot of damage from behind. And that's where I see Taylor Hall. He's guys that's got to slot in behind. So if you bring in Taylor Hall and you put him with Willie, or for me, it's almost like you got to trade off Willie for Taylor, because now you have so much risk in your lineup where that's just something I don't think that you want to go through personally. Where I look again for him is a team like Boston, where he can take a little more risk on that second line. He can play the way he likes to. He's generally not going to penalty kill, right? He's not going to do those other things that certain guys will do, like a Mitch Marner. So that, for me, again, I don't think that's your need. I think the need is a third line center, a guy that can slot in, play hard minutes, take big face-offs, penalty kill, and do the things like a Scott Laughton or Luke Glendening can do. That's why I would be targeting those two players as a forward.
Talking to Christopher Stieg, and no William Nylander yesterday, so it's really, I mean, you look at the bottom three lines, and it's not a lot going on there, and Ilya Mikheyev gets bumped up, and I love that guy, and he does a great job penalty killing, and he's an energy guy, but asking him to play in that role is a big ask for a guy with basically no finishing ability. And you mentioned it, like, they can win this North Division as is, I think, pretty easily. But how desperate should they be here? I can't believe we're still here and the move hasn't been made, but how desperate should Kyle Dubas be before Monday to put them over the top into that upper echelon of teams outside of this division that you said they're not quite up to?
So again, I actually don't mind Ilya Mikheyev playing on the wing. If Willie was playing in the lineup, and you have Willie and Tavares and Mikheyev, I don't mind Mikheyev. He doesn't have to be a scorer on that line. He has to be a guy that drives the puck down low. He defends and he helps them in facets of the game that they're not good at. So I have no problem with Mikheyev. And again, you go through the wings. Jason Spezza can take on more minutes as a wing. He really can. Joe's playing 10 minutes, 11 minutes sometimes. He can get up more minutes. I still don't see the wing as an issue if you bring in another centerman. And that's where you can put Alexander Kerfoot on the wing. You know, that's where he can slot in as a second or third line winger when he's playing well. When he's not playing well, you don't have to use him in the lineup, or you can put him on the fourth line. So I think the moves they have to make, they got to make them relatively fast. But again, for me, I still don't look at the wing as an issue. I look at this third line center ice issue as being when the hard matchups come in a 7-game series, they got to have guys they trust on the ice in that third line role that can win faceoffs, that can also create offense, and that are going to take the pressure off Austin and John. That's the pressure. That's the situation they need to fix the most, is that third line hole.
Yeah. I keep going back and forth because part of me says this isn't a team that's really built around the bottom six. And so if you don't get somebody down there, then fine. Just make sure that your top six is flying. And if you can go out and get somebody that fits next to Tavares and makes sense next to him and William Nylander, then do it. I hear what you're saying, and it makes, again, a lot of sense and gives you a little bit of different roster balance. I'm a little afraid of the idea that they think they can get away with the Galchenyuk thing. I just think he's fine and it's okay, but in a do-or-die playoff series where you need secondary scoring from the second line more than anything else, and you need them to play responsible defensive hockey, which is what they've been doing, I just think it's still a little bit too much risk to keep him there. I have one thing, though, when you were talking about the fans.
One second, go ahead. Sorry, I just want, because so if Alex comes out, you can always put Willie there. You have Willie, John, and Mikheyev. Mm-hmm. Alex can always be a bubble guy. He doesn't have to be in the lineup. Right. You have Joe, Alexander, Jason, and say if you put Laughton or Glendening in the middle of the third line, now Kerfoot's a winger. So that bumps Barbanov and Galchenyuk out, and now you have Laughton and Willie in there. So now that makes Alex and Barbanov, those are your 13 and 14 forward. Those are guys that can fill holes when injuries come in the playoffs. I have no problem about them going in games here and game there and pitching it. But I feel like you can now move Alex to his position that he's the best at, that he can fill, you know, when he's going, you put him up the lineup. Kerfoot, I'm talking about. Now, because I think he's way more useful than Galchenyuk would be.
Same.
Personally. But again, you got to use him when he's gone. And when he's not going, you put him down the lineup, or you can take him out and slot Galchenyuk in. So I feel like you bring in a guy, it puts Kerfoot in a more comfortable position. It sets the lineup it sets the players in the right position, basically, all throughout the lineup, if you just fill that third line hole properly.
Yeah, and with Galchenyuk, I get it. He's looked fine, and he's made a couple of plays, and he's looked dangerous in some moments, but my thought process always comes back to the same thing, which is, okay, there have been those moments during those games, but yeah, you're playing with Tavares and Nylander. You better be able to get a couple of shots towards the net. That's what you're here for. It hasn't been overwhelming to me to the point where you're saying, yeah, you're definitely putting this guy in pen. To me, it's like you said, you want him as a depth piece that can step into your lineup if there's an injury. And if you've got that and that's the position he's in, it's great. But so somebody coming in, and it's going to happen, right? We keep hearing it over and over and over again. Leafs are going to add a forward. Leafs are going to add a forward. They're all in. They're going to make a move. And so eventually someone is going to come here. Do you think it's going to be harder on that guy with no fans? Or is that going to make it easier? Because you said, hey, the fans play a big factor in this. And I would wonder, when you've got such a sprint to the finish, if every little piece of this is actually going to have an impact, and not having the juice of a building and only being with the guys, feeling out this new process where you don't know the system, all of the things that you outlined, if it's helped by just being your team in Canada and not having anybody in the stands, or if it's hurt by not having that added energy?
Man, I honestly don't even know how to answer that question.
Yeah.
Because I've never been in it. It's such a different season for these guys. I can't imagine the feeling they go through in a game where, say, if you're down 3-1 and you don't have fans screaming behind you. That's why I don't think you see the swings in games as much this season. It's almost like when a game's 2 or 3 goals ahead, it's over, right? You don't see that, like, those last 2 or 3 minutes where fans get you up. They get you going into the game, and they get those momentum swings turning each and every night. So I don't know how to answer that question, honestly. It's just such a new situation for all these players. I heard Jason say it the other night in his pregame interview that he doesn't know how to answer these questions as well, because each and every night it's a new situation. This is the first, you know, deadline we've had for this. So, man, I don't know. It could be hard, though.